Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise, with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise, with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is in charge. Amen. He is large and in charge. Amen. He is the King. Amen. He is the Lord. Amen. He is the Savior. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Amen. He's the answer to the world today. Amen. He's what everybody is looking for, even though they don't know it yet. Most people don't know what they're looking for, but they're looking for Jesus. Amen. And when you found Jesus, amen, you have found the answer. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm your coach and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord, and we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we want to especially extend a warm and hearty welcome to all of our first time listeners around the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us. Amen. On today, please have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the meal. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We invite you to keep on, keep on, keep on, and keep on coming back. Amen. Glory be to God as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. No other name. Amen. Are we lifting up other than his name? For whereby shall no, by no other name shall any man be saved. Amen. And so we bless him. Amen. We left off on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God, speaking about, amen, Jesus. Amen. And Jesus, how Jesus had to learn obedience. Glory be to God. And he learned obedience through the things that he suffers. Amen. Glory be to God. Our suffering, beloved, sometimes we think it's the Lord beating us up. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, amen, it is producing for us a far more exciting exceeding weight of glory. Amen. It's like working out at the gym. You know, you work out at the gym and all that work you put in, the sweat you put in, you know. But it's a little grueling sometimes in the beginning. But when you keep going, everybody's going to know that you've been at the gym. Because you started looking real good. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord wants us all looking good because we reflect him because we are his children. Amen. And we all know that we want our children representing the family. Amen. We're not going to send the children out there with holy shoes and holy clothes and didn't take a bath and didn't comb the hair. Nah, not on our watch. Amen. Our children, amen, we want to represent the family. Well, God wants us to represent the family also. So, amen. So we saw where Jesus, amen, he used five weapons, amen, to take down the enemy. Glory be to God. Amen. We saw that prayer. Amen. He used prayer. He used fasting. Glory be to God. Amen. Resistance. Hallelujah. Submission. Amen. And the word. Amen. So we're going to be talking about all five of them over the course of time. Amen. But we sort of want to start right here where we pick up where we left off on yesterday. Jesus submitted. He submitted to God. Amen. And it was through that submission, amen, that Jesus retained the that power, amen, because of the authority. Jesus came under the authority of the word. Glory be to God. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, we found out that, glory be to God, that unless we are under authority, amen, we have no authority over Satan. And it's as simple as that. Glory be to God. We know everybody like to give orders. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, how do they say that? Amen. Everybody want to be a chief. Everybody want to be an Indian. Everybody want to be a chief. Nobody want to be an Indian. You know, we all like to give orders. Amen. But very few of us like to take orders, beloved, because it's against our natural nature. You know, we're naughty by nature. You know what I mean? And so Jesus, amen, he, amen, came up under authority. We saw in the book of 2 Corinthians, beloved, when we can, amen, take hold of the strongholds, take hold of Satan and Satan's agenda, beloved, and cast that down, bring that into obedience to the law of Christ when we are under obedience. And the word made sure that we saw that. We cannot be rebellious and expect, amen, order. We cannot be out of order and expect order. We cannot be disobedient and expect everything to fall in line. That's craziness. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. So while we're on that subject of submitting, beloved, amen. We want to explore that a little bit deeper, amen, today, amen. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, and we're going to be breaking this down over the next couple of days, amen. We have to come into submission, not just to God's word, because we want to get parked there. Sometimes we, well, whatever God say, I'm going to do. Whatever God say, God is my boss. You know what I mean? I just do what the Spirit tell me to do. And, you know, and we want to throw everything. Y'all know how they do. You know, when people want to get you off their back, the first thing they do is throw God in it. Well, you know, I was just being led by the Spirit. You know, what you going to say when they say that? The truth of the matter is, you know, if you was going to get to the nitty and the gritty, you would want to know what Spirit. Because there's a lot of spirits out there in the world. Now, just because you say spirit don't mean it's the Holy Spirit. Because number one, you got a spirit too. All right. Glory be to God. The devil is a spirit. The devil don't own a body. His demons don't own a body. That's why they need to borrow bodies. Because they don't have one. And they work best in a body. So that's why they possess individuals. Okay. Glory be to God. So the first thing people want to say, you know, is throw God in it to back you up. But beloved, amen, glory be to God, Yes, yes, yes. And we're going to be talking some more about that because that is our ultimate submission. But now, let me say this. I'm just going to give you the rundown today. We're going to cover just a couple today, and we'll cover a couple every day as the Lord leads. Beloved, we must also be in submission to our parents. We must also be in submission to our husbands and be in submission to one another. We must be in submission to our rulers, meaning those in government. We must also be in submission to our leaders, meaning like our pastors. And, beloved, we must also bring our body in submission, our will in submission unto God. And, beloved, if we are default in any areas of this, in any of these areas, it is blocking. It is a blessing blocker. It's a blessing blocker. See, and the Lord tells us to be obedient. So we just want to look at a couple of them today. We want to begin with parents because it amazes me, beloved. Glory be to God, especially in the church, there's very, very little discussion about sex and marriage. You know, maybe in a marriage ministry, they may talk around and everybody want to giggle and this person got caught and this person. But we forget, amen, that we all got here the same way. Mommy and daddy got together. Mommy and daddy got together, and 9 months later, here come you. we all got here the same way, all right? So this is where we begin. Now, this is where we begin our earthly experience. Now, the truth of the matter is we are eternal, meaning that you existed well before you were born on earth. You was around. Don't ask me where you was. We ain't going to go that deep because I ain't got all the answers. But I just want you to know that the Bible says before the foundation of the world, God knew you. Now, just meditate on that today. That's enough to make somebody happy. Before the foundations of the world, well, how old is that? I don't know, baby, but we going back to dinosaur days. And there's a theory, amen, with the dinosaurs, amen, and the dinosaurs used to rule the world, glory be to God, and then the world was destroyed, amen, glory be to God, and that's why God took darkness, amen, glory be to God, and made it light. We ain't going to get to all that right now, but all I want you to know, amen, is way, 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 all the way back in the beginning, amen, God knew you, amen. And so we came into this earth, amen, through a mother and a father. And beloved, and this is why the Bible tells us, glory be to God, and you might want to write some of these scriptures down, glory be to God. Ephesians 6 verses 1 through 3 says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Wow. I saw a lady on television last night, night before. Y'all might have saw her. She was celebrating the 110th birthday. 110 years. I said, now that lady did something right. And they talked to her. They didn't mention Jesus, but they talked about her faith. You could tell she was a Christian, amen. But I'm sure if you sat down and had a conversation with that with that mother, she honored her parents. You hear what I'm saying? And then she had a daughter that was sitting next to her. The daughter was 90. Ooh, what a blessing. What a blessing. My God, what a blessing. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, if our faith in Christ is real, it will usually prove itself in our relationships at home with those who know us best. Children and parents have a responsibility to each other. Children should honor their parents, even if their parents are demanding and unfair. Parents should care gently for their children, even if their children are disobedient and unpleasant. Ideally, of course, Christian parents and Christian children will relate to each other with thoughtfulness and love. The Bible tells us to obey your parents in the Lord. Beloved, there is a difference between obeying and honoring. To obey means to do as one is told. To honor means to respect and to love. Children are not commanded to disobey God in obeying their parents. Adult children are not asked to be subservient to domineering or abusive parents. Children should obey while under their parents' care, but continue to honor their parents for life. For life. I don't care if you are 18, 28, 38, 48, 58. I'll be 68 next week this time. Glory be to God. My birthday's on the 28th. I keep telling y'all because for the last 13 years in this ministry, I've been taking a back seat on my birthday. Like, my birthday didn't mean nothing. I done came up out of that. I'm celebrating this year. All right, September 28th, I'll be 68. Let me tell you something. Whenever I go see Bishop Westfield's my mother. I don't go empty-handed. Oh, I find something. Hey, I'm in your area. You need something? You want something from the supermarket? You need something from Chick-fil-A? She like Chick-fil-A. Matter of fact, her birthday is the 25th. Her birthday is Monday, 3 days before me. I'm the firstborn. She was trying to have me on her birthday. That would have been special too. But I waited around for another 3 days. You know Jesus liked them number threes. Beloved, we are told to honor our parents, honor. If you are blessed enough, beloved, to still have living parents, Lord, godparents, whatever, honor them for all of your, I don't care if you are 100 years old. Glory be to God. Why? Because this is the first commandment with promise. We have to come, we're talking about obedience. Obedience. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. No, I just got to obey God. Obey God and disrespect your parents? God don't work like that. And some people will just watch the words that some of us speak and some of the things we do. They will be so confused. And maybe this is what's hindering a lot of people from coming to the Lord, because they're watching us and they're confused. Proverbs 23 and 22 says this, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Ooh, ooh, my God, we can park right there, really. You know, because we quick to throw them up in the nursing homes. Oh, we quit. You know, how did that saying go, which is true? One woman, amen, have 10 babies, but not one of them 10 can take care of that one mother. Are we quick to throw them up in the nursing home because we got a life to live? But the Bible tells us, beloved, and we need to pay attention to the book. We need to pay attention to the book. Because that's all we got to go by. Listen to your father who gave you life. It was his sperm. That's your daddy. Now, he might be a drunkard and some other unkind words. Might be a rolling stone. I don't know what type of daddy he got, huh? But he's yours. That's your father. Glory be to God. And do not despise your mother who is old. You have to respect them, honor them. Beloved, let me tell you something. Because if you do this, God promised you that you're going to live long. See? And you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You don't want to honor your parents? Guess what? Your children ain't going to honor you. Your children not going to honor you. I know a woman right now, she's really, you know, in a bad situation right now. She don't have but one son. And they don't even speak. And she really need him right now. They don't even speak. He was wishing she was dead. And she was wishing he was dead. This is terrible. It's terrible. But this is all the enemy's work. Separate the family and separate you from your blessing. And you have been separated from things. Think about it. This is the womb that you came out of. You came up out of your mama womb. I don't care if it was C-section, vaginal, or what. You came up out of your mother's womb. How dare you dishonor and disrespect? And I see some people cussing the parents out. Cussing the parents out. Baby, you have to pay. Look, let me say something here. Let me say something. We burying a lot of young folks nowadays. Is it possible that these young folks didn't give their parents not an ounce of honor? Y'all know these young folks ain't listening, but you can't really blame the young folks because they wasn't raised. They wasn't raised to listen. But let Johnny do what he want to do. Johnny, you want to go to church today, Johnny? No, I want to stay home and watch TV. Okay, Johnny. See, so we can't really blame the children. See, we raising monsters. And thinking it's cute. See, and so they grow up with this disrespect. And it is true, some parents, just not good examples. You a single mother and you got every, one night, amen, you got Johnny in the house. And the next night you got Tyrone and everybody on the couch. You think your children don't know what's going on down there in the living room? Then you wonder why they so loose. But even if your mother was a whore, you got the honor because it's still your mama. Glory be to God. All right. And then he says here in Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. You see that obedience? Well, I'm just going to obey God. But you can't obey God you can't be in obedience to God if you're not in obedience to your parents. You see how we're missing it? We're missing it. Well, I just want to do what the Lord will have me to do. Well, read the book. This is what the Lord wants you to do. The Lord wants you to obey and honor your parents. You can't be right with God and not be right with your parents. It don't work that way. These people here gave you life. And we must honor them to be in right standing with God. All right? So we might touch back some more on the parents. I want to move on to the next subject here. Amen. Ephesians 5:22. Actually, I want to start with 5:21. And it reads like this. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, obey your husbands. Oh, I know some of y'all want me to shut up right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Say, Pastor, do you got to go here this morning? Yeah, we got to go here because the Lord went here. Wives, obey your husbands as you obey the Lord. The husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, people. The church is his body, and he saved it. Wives should obey their husbands in everything, just as the church people obey Christ. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ouch, ouch. Beloved, submitting to another person is often a misunderstood concept. Though submission seems strange to modern attitudes, Christian marriages are held to a higher standard. Now listen to me, because a lot of times we hear this word submission and we get a little confused. Submission does not mean becoming a doormat. Christ, at whose name every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, submitted his will to the Father. And we honor Christ by following his example. When we submit to God, we become more willing to obey his command to submit to others. He said, submit one to another. That's you submitting to me and me submitting to you, the wife submitting to the husband and the husband submitting to the wife. Husbands. Huh? Yeah, I'm talking to you husbands out there. You got to submit to your wife, too. Go to the book, baby. Go to the book. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In a marriage, both husband and wife should mutually submit to each other. For the wife, this means willingly following her husband's leadership in Christ. For the husband, it means putting aside his own interests in order to care for and serve his wife. Submission is rarely a problem in homes where both spouses have strong relationships with Christ and where each works for the well-being and happiness of the other. Why did Paul tell wives to submit and husbands to love? Perhaps Christian women, newly freed in Christ, found submission difficult. It ain't necessarily easy. It ain't necessarily easy, but it can be done. Glory be to God. Perhaps Christian men, used to the Roman custom of giving unlimited power to the head of the family, were not used to treating their wives with respect and love. Because back then, they could divorce you for burning the toast. A man didn't even need a reason to divorce a wife back then. He just rotated. He was having a good time. See? It ain't much difference nowadays. It ain't much difference nowadays. You know. Boy, you know, the man been married and remarried 4 or 5 times and it's all right. And then as soon as a woman gets married for the second time, he want to look at her like she's living in adultery. Thank God that God has a different viewpoint on all that. Husbands, both husbands and wives should submit to each other just as both should love each other. You cannot be, amen, and submissive and obedient to God, and you are not submissive and obedient to one another. You can't dishonor your husband and talk about you in the Lord's will. No, you delusional, right? You delusional, baby. You nah, you ignorant. You cannot refuse to submit to your wife and think that you are in obedience to God's will and you're looking for a blessing. No. We have to come in obedience in every area of our lives. Remember when Mary and Joseph and Jesus, amen, and I think they went out to the marketplace somewhere shopping or something, amen, and Jesus pulled one of them numbers on me that my daughter Erica did when she was young. Amen. Erica went missing for about a day. I don't wish that on nobody. I don't wish that on no parent when they can't find their babies. And Jesus, amen, went missing. Mary ain't know where Jesus was. And when she caught up with Jesus and she had to correct him. Glory be to God. She had to correct him. What's up, Jesus? And the Bible says from that day on, amen, Jesus, amen, was, amen, lined up in order with his parents. Even though Jesus wasn't out there doing the hanky-panky, he was out there doing the will of the Father. But he had to come in submission, amen, to his parents. Obedience. Obedience. I want to cover one more topic today, and then we'll pick up here, Lord's willing, later this week. So not only do we have to be in obedience to our parents and honor them, to be lined up where we need to be to make sure that there's no blessing blockers in our lives. Not only do we have to be obedient to our husbands and our wives and submitting one to another, which is probably the greatest fight, because, you know, everything be, you know, okie dokie. Let me tell you something. Baby, look, let me tell you something. Don't get married just because your flesh hot. Go take a shower. And just let the water run. You know what I'm saying? We know it's better to marry than to burn, but let me tell you something. Marriage is a serious, serious issue. I don't advise anybody even think about marriage without marriage counseling. Glory be that I think it's just a good idea. So you can think this thing all the way through and you got time, amen, to get out of it. See, before you marry the wrong person, it's not that marriage is a bad thing. Marriage is a good thing, but marrying the wrong person is a bad thing. See, and if you don't seek the face of the Lord, glory be to God, you don't even know until after you're in it, and you wake up one morning and your spouse turned around and say, I got you, boo. Boo. Huh? You done married to the devil. You done married to the devil. Glory, how you going to submit to the devil? And this is why a lot of marriages have problems nowadays. Let me say this. The Bible says, what God had put together, let no man put asunder. Saints, God didn't put every marriage together. God didn't put every marriage together. You did that. You did it. God didn't do it. God said the marriages that he put together, let no man put asunder. This is not a marriage counseling course. All I know, if you're in it, you got to make the best of it. Unless, now if you've been physically abused, mentally abused, sexually abused, any type of abuse, get out. Get out. Just get out. Don't give them another chance. Because it might be your last chance. Glory be to God. Now, adultery, glory be to God, is a grounds for divorce, but you don't necessarily have to divorce. You can forgive them. I mean, because the truth of the matter is we all commit a little adultery on the Lord anyhow. But especially when there's abuse, I say get out of that relationship. Amen. Separate. Let's talk about it. You might go back to it, you might not, right? We'll talk about that in our marriage counseling class. Okay, so you got a husband, you got a wife, you have to submit one to another. Now, our last point today for the sake of time. Turn with me and your Bibles. Hebrews chapter number 13. Verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them. For they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Some of y'all need to read that again. I ain't got to obey no leader. And no, they a man just like me. They a woman just like me. No. I ain't got to do a, Oh, yes, you do. All I just want to do is what God told me to do. No, baby, God has established law and order. And a lot of people right now, their blessings are on hold because they refuse to submit the leadership. They'll do anything before they submit. Anything. And I've seen, amen, glory be to God, some people make up some stuff. Whatever it takes. They just ain't going to listen. They made up their mind they're going to listen. Beloved, the Bible says here, your leaders watch over your souls and they have to give an account. You don't want your leader going before God, amen, and say, well, you know, Sister Rosa is a little hard-headed, Lord. Lord, they're giving me No. Lord, they just won't submit. Lord, they give an account for, look. That's why everybody's not called to, amen, the office of fivefold ministry, especially pastors who are the most misused in the Lord's kingdom. People just run over pastors. They just run over them. Why? Because pastors, amen, have a shepherd's heart. And the same way God is merciful and merciful and merciful, well, because the pastor has the Lord's heart, the pastor normally is the same way. So most people just use and abuse the pastor. But that pastor has a responsibility to cover you in prayer. If that pastor is not covering you in prayer, that pastor is not doing their job. They have to give an account to God for you. They have to give an account to God for the shepherd. You see why the pastors are so special? Glory be to God. And the Lord has told us here, beloved, amen, that we must obey and submit to them. Well, what the pastor say? The pastor says such and such. All right, well, let's get it done. Well, I don't know about that. Well, you go ahead and work out what you got to work out. I'm going to do what the pastor said. Because when I submit to the pastor, I'm submitting God. When I'm obedient to the pastor, to the leader, I'm in obedience to God. Your disobedience to your leader, beloved, is blocking your blessing. But see, this mindset, glory be to God, that we have, glory be to God, today with all this false and exaggerated teaching, we think we can do whatever we want to do and God going to bless us anyhow. Not so. God will never void his word for your convenience. He can't. That will make him a man and that will make him a liar. God is not a liar. He will honor his word, amen, above his name. It's a reason God gave you leaders, beloved. Now, we're talking about church right now. The next time we're going to the government, we're going to, amen, the political scene, because that has a purpose too. You have a purpose. God has a purpose for giving you a spiritual leader. Oh, God is going to give you a leader just for no reason. God just created the fivefold ministry because he had nothing else to do. Your pastor is your gift. Really, your pastor is your angel. And you need to submit to them and obey them as such. So it says here, they watch over your souls. They have to give an account to God for you. So it says, let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Let them be happy to come to the Lord with you, with bringing you to the Lord. Oh, Lord, yeah, Sister Alfreda, oh, God, she's such a pleasure to work with. Oh, God, thank you for sending her to the church, to the ministry. Oh, God, thank you. Beloved, we got to do this thing God's way. We have to do this thing God's way. Jesus submitted to his Father. See, because not only is he God, but he was also his Father. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, beloved, that Jesus is our chief intercessor. If Jesus did it, we got to do it. Now, I know sometimes, and as we go on, you'll find out sometimes. Now, I must admit, some people are little, I know some hard rulers. I think I'm really soft myself. I think I'm soft. I know I'm soft because I got a soft heart. But when the anointing falls down on me, then y'all see a person, part of my personality, say, whoo, Pastor Ruff. No, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got to take it over because he know that my heart ain't going to go there. I really do have a shepherd's heart. But when that apostolic anointing falls down on me, that's when y'all see me bringing out the whip and the sword. But that's the Holy Ghost. See, because we got to have some balance in our lives. Glory be to God. But I know some hard rulers now. Oh, I know some leaders. Let me tell you something. They have you bringing all your money to the church. Believe God. Bring your mortgage money in this week and put it here on the altar and watch God give you that house you want. And you know what the funny part is? See, like the tougher they are, the more the people obey. God have mercy. The tougher they are, the more respect they get. And they got you doing all kinds of, and people lining up. Glory. I know some tough leaders. Hey, but let me tell you something. If you got a tough leader, a soft leader, male or female, glory be to God, you got to come into submission to them, amen, as long as you're under them. And if you decide it's too much and you want to move somewhere else, you got to be in submission to them too. You're going to be in submission to somebody if you're going to be, amen, in the order of God. If you're going to fall under, amen, God's blessings, God's rule, you have to obey those who the Lord put over you. It's your only way up to for promotion. God blesses from the head down. From the head down, not up, from the head down. Your blessings come, amen, from your head down. Glory be to God. Thank God for your pastors. Thank God for your leaders. Thank God for them. It's not easy. It's not easy, beloved. I don't care if you don't have 10 people in your church. You got 10 different personalities, 10 different idiosyncrasies, and people coming from different backgrounds, different opinions. And then you got to come, and the pastor, the leader got to come and bring order and bring unity and bring agreement and bring a word and try to keep everybody happy. You saw how they treat, even Jesus couldn't keep everybody happy. And people expect so much from the leaders. Oh, my God, that leader better not make a mistake. They ready to crucify him. But this is why you find a lot of leaders leave. A lot of pastors are leaving the church. Oh, they leaving. Well, I would say the last couple of weeks, amen, I was fighting off discouragement. I was fighting off discouragement. I would tell y'all the truth. I ain't going to get into the details in this teaching. But I was fighting off discouragement. It does come and go. This is why you need to encourage the leader. Give your leader some love. Glory be to God. Let them know you appreciate them. It's a hard job because they're fighting Satan because they got to keep Satan up off of you. A lot of them fighting Satan and fighting you. Come on, y'all. Pray for your leaders. All right, one last verse, and we'll pick up here. Amen. Colossians 3:22. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Now, beloved, we know that a lot of the slave masters use, this is one of the verses that they used, amen, to keep those slaves in order, because they would throw scriptures at our foreparents and say, see right here, the Lord wants you to, you know, be obedient to me. All right, so that's another subject. We'll talk about that on Black History Month. Amen. Glory be to God. But, beloved, amen, the bottom line here is, amen, that we must, amen, be submissive, not just to the good and the, look, well, I got me, you know, a good man, a good boss, a good pastor. They so nice. They so funny. They said, okay, praise the Lord. But you said, my mind is mean. And my other, sir, praise the Lord again. Praise the Lord again. He didn't say just when they nice, just when they in agreement with you, not just when you get your way. He says in everything. And beloved, you're going to need God to do that. See, you can't live in this type of submission and obedience without God super on your natural, because you ain't going to be feeling it some days. You ain't going to be feeling it. Glory be to God. I remember when I was growing up, glory be to God, and we would have, oh, I long for those days. We coming back to those days, though. We would have revival. We would have revival every night during a weeknight when you got to get up and go to church. But the pastor called, amen, for everybody to be there. I don't know what nobody else was doing, but I was there, and I had my little babies with me. I had them dressed. We was in church. Because the pastor said they wanted everybody there. See, glory be to God. Not with eye service, not because, not to be seen, glory be, but was in my heart to submit. And beloved, when you come in obedience, amen, to law and order, when you come in obedience, amen, to what God has placed, amen, we still got a couple more things to talk about. Then when you make up your mind, glory be to God, amen, beloved, God is going to bless you. He's going to bless you for submitting. He's going to bless you. And you can't submit to God, amen, until you get some stuff in order. You got to get some, you got to ask God to help you. Help you. Help you. You can't be in disagreement, arguing with your spouse, amen, but I'm just going to go in my room and pray. Pray? You better get over there and apologize first. I'm just going to go and pray. Pray? You better get on the phone and call your pastor and give an apology and then pray. God don't hear you. I'm just going to get up and pray. You better call your mama, call your daddy, get some stuff right. Go ahead, God, huh? And then pray. Because God don't hear you. Jesus, beloved, was in submission. This is how, amen, he won the victory over Satan. This is how you're going to win the victory, too. You want to close every area, you want to close every door in your life where the devil, amen, is, amen, getting entrance. I got one more scripture and I'm finished. One more scripture. Give me one second. God forgave David for his sin, but David had opened the door for the devil. And I want to see if I can give you that scripture. without holding you up. Amen. And if not, I'm going to make sure I give it to you first thing tomorrow morning, beloved. Amen. You have to make sure, amen, that the doors, amen, are closed in your life. You want to close the door to the devil. You want to shut the devil out. Amen. Legally. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I can't find the scripture I'm looking for right now, but I, Lord's willing, I promise you, I mean, I'll make a note to myself. Amen. I want you to take a look. It's in the book of Psalms. I'm looking here in my notes real quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. All right, I'm not going to hold you up. Amen. I'll find it and I'll bring it to you. But all right, take my word for it. Y'all know I'm always going to give you a scripture for anything I say. David opened the door of disobedience to Satan. And the Bible says that in the book of Psalms. I think it's Psalm 63, but I'll give you the exact scripture tomorrow. Amen, Lord's willing. Or if not tomorrow, Thursday. I don't know how tomorrow's service is going to go. Amen. So we want to make sure that we close the doors. I want to encourage you, amen, to go down your life. And what does your obedience look like? What does your obedience look? What are your obedience to leadership? Are you submitting one to another? We didn't even get to the laws of the land yet. That's why I try my best not to talk about the presidents. I try not to even go there. I got an opinion, but I try to keep it to myself. Oh, baby, we got to be careful who we put our mouth on. I know you don't like them. I know you don't like them, but they in charge. See, so we're going to talk about all that. We got to go down the checklist and make sure, because all these are blessing blockers. And we have an obligation to live. Can you imagine what this world would be like if everybody was, amen, submitted one to another? Parents were submitted to the children. The children were submitted to the parents. The wife was submitted to the husband. The husband was submitted to the wife. The people in the community were submitted to the law officials and the politicians. Can you imagine how happy we would be? If everybody was just lowly and submitted one to another and loving one another and honoring one another above themselves, can you imagine what type of world this would be? This is what God had in mind. Amen. But it's not too late for us to begin to get things in order. And before you can help the world, you got to help yourself. You got to help yourself. Even if you're right, you might say, well, they wrong. I'm right. Well, maybe so. We're not saying you wrong, but all we're saying is they in charge. Now, when you get in charge and you do something different, let me say this. A lot of us are looking for promotions. You will never be a good leader unless you are a good follower. Never. Matter of fact, your following days is your training days. And how you treat those that are above you, that's going to, amen, determine how the people underneath you are going to treat you. They just hard-headed. They just rebellious, giving me a hard time. Well, think back. Did you give your leaders a hard time? We reap what we sow. Amen. The good news, beloved, amen. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, it's not too late. Amen. You're right in time. Amen. Give the Lord your heart today. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. If this word has hit you today, if you can't say amen, say ouch. If you see any area of your life where you are out of line, amen, in your obedience, just ask God to forgive you. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. Ask the Lord to help you to line up right where you need to be. Amen. And watch him do it. amen, for you. We bless the Lord. We will be praying today at the prayer altar, amen, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Come on and let's pray this thing through. Let's pray this thing through. Lord, help me, Father God, in my mindset, in my submission, to line up to obedience in every area of my life so that my blessings will not be blocked. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. Communicate with us at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, help us to keep you on our minds. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you for the word of God on today, piercing our souls. Father God, we don't necessarily like to hear messages like this, but it's the truth anyhow, Father God. And we want to be better. Amen. We want to walk in the truth. We want to walk in the power. We want to walk in the blessing. Amen. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. Amen. See you tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from